It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, Joel Malkin for WJNO.com, and my election spotlight is on the race for Palm Beach County Sheriff. And of course, incumbent Democrat Rick Bradshaw, and he is facing a challenge from Republican Loro Diaz, a former captain of the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office. And Mr. Diaz is on the line with us now. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you. It's my pleasure. I really appreciate this wonderful opportunity.
You know, we had spoken, I guess you said it was about 11 months ago. I figured it was around a year. And kind of just as a getting to know you thing, and just so folks know who was there. But let's talk about a little more about you, because I'm sure, you know, if people can go back on the iHeartRadio app and they can find that interview. But just kind of give them a refresher course on Mr. Loro Diaz.
Well, certainly. Thank you very much. I got to tell you, it's almost been a year or perhaps a year, but there's so much new information that has been to surface in the past year with your current sheriff that there's a whole bunch of new topics that we could discuss. But anyway, let's talk about me for a second. It's real simple. My name is Loro Diaz. I'm running for sheriff of Palm Beach County. I've lived in Palm Beach County for approximately 50 years. I graduated from Lakewood High School, joined the U.S. Army, right out of high school, served in the military police corps. From there, I was hired with the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office, where I spent almost 28 years there. Basically, was a commander of Narcotics Division, Training Division, Organized Crime Bureau Division, Criminal Investigations Division, SWAT Commander, Tag Unit Commander, Dignitary Commander. So I've done just about all of it that you can think of within the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office. And therefore, I have a good, solid understanding of what the needs are, number one, of our communities, because I spent 50 years in this county, and number two, because I spent almost 30 years at the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office. So therefore, I believe that I have a very good understanding of, number one, what the community needs, and number two, what the role of the sheriff should be, which is lacking right now.
So when did you leave the sheriff's office? Or I should say, when did you retire? You're a retired captain, right?
Yes, sir. I retired in 2010.
Okay.
And then I was hired by the Highlands County Sheriff's Office out in Highlands County, about 100 miles west of here, of Palm Beach County. I spent 4 years there, where I was also the SWAT commander there, criminal investigations captain, and captain of operation. I then retired from there and started my campaign here.
About 2014 is when you retired?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
2010. From here, 2018, I believe it was,
okay.
From Highlands County. So basically 2 years ago, I retired from Highlands County to start the campaign here.
All right, yeah. All right. So, let's talk. You know, if we could talk about some platform things, or you can sure. Kind of free form if you like. Okay. One of the things that I wanted to mention you have on your campaign site is that you promised to bring all of your knowledge, training, and experience to the sheriff's office to make it a world-class sheriff's office that everyone can be proud of. So I'll ask you a two-parter here. Is it not a world-class sheriff's office now? If not, why? And do you not think people are proud of it? And if not, why? So I guess it's kind of a four-parter there, but
sure.
Go ahead.
Sure. No. Excellent question. I'm glad, because that's exactly what I wanted to discuss this morning. And again, thank you for this wonderful opportunity. The sheriff's office is a great organization. The men and women who work there every day and risk their life to protect their families and communities are top-notch, and I fully have 100% respect for them and admire each and every one of them. What I will say is this: the administration itself has a lot to desire, left to desire. So what does that mean? That means that our sheriff, number one, current sheriff, does not believe in transparency. He does not believe in accountability. He does not believe in honesty. And this is why I'm going to explain to you real quick why I bring up those three points. Let's start off with body cams. Sheriff Rick Bradshaw has never had any interest whatsoever in body cams for the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office. for the 15 and three quarter years that he's been there. Now, because I am running for office and I'm pushing it down his throat, and I keep bringing it up on all the debates, all of a sudden he has a mass interest in body cams. Now he speaks about body cams like it's the greatest invention. Ladies and gentlemen, body cams have been out for over 15 years now. Technology has improved and they've gotten better, but they've been there. Many, many agencies across our nation have had them for over 10 to 12 years. The fact of the matter is that he does not believe in them, he does not care for them, and he's never shown any interest on them. And now, in the middle of this race, when we're basically, we have to go back about 2 months ago when he started with a true budget, last budget hearing, all of a sudden, the sheriff asked for $19 million from you, the taxpayers, to purchase body cams. Why? Because he mismanaged his budget. He is reckless with your budget. He spent the money on God knows what because he's not transparent. Sheriff Rick Bradshaw has never allowed an external audit of the agency or the books. He has never given an explanation exactly to what he spends the money on or why. His go-to line is that he doesn't have to. Well, I disagree with him. That is your money, the taxpayer's money. And as your sheriff, I should be held accountable to how and where I spend your money. And it should be transparent to the point where I can actually put that document out public so that you have access to it and read it, whether it's online or on the newspaper. It doesn't matter to me either way. So, again, the sheriff's office is not the office of the sheriff. It's the office of the people the sheriff serves. And Rick Bradshaw has totally forgotten that. Then you fast forward to the Vasta building where he just rented the 10,000-square-foot office space. Lavish office space. That's absolutely pure recklessness. Why would you spend $42 a square foot when you can find plenty of great, and I know because I've already looked for them, plenty of excellent office space for under $20 a square foot? Again, it's not his money, so he doesn't care. He's just blowing through your money because he's reckless. Then you go through his plane. Why did he spend $4.5 million to buy a plane and then another $3 to $4 million to outfit that plane? Because he is Homeland Security Director, he says, from Palm Beach County down in Key West. I say this to you, the citizens of Palm Beach County. Then why does he have three helicopters and a couple of SUVs? Last time I checked, we can drive from here to Key West without a problem. Or at best, we can certainly take the helicopters. Why put that additional cost onto the taxpayers? Again, being reckless. His reckless spending is out of control. And then you follow it up with Rick Bradshaw making his general statement about who do you trust keeping your family safe because of his 50 years of experience. Well, if his 50 years of experience is based on reckless spending, is based on lack of transparency, is based on lack of accountability, and more than that, is based on allowing Jeffrey Epstein to pay $128,000 to the sheriff's office to pay for his private detail so that he can be released on work release from the county jail, essentially making the deputies of the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office Epstein's employees. That's appalling. So therefore, if that's what you consider keeping you and your family and your schools and your community safe, no thank you. I 100% disagree. He has been a sheriff for almost 16 years now, making him a clear point career politician. And the last time I checked, career politicians are bad for everyone. I will be the first sheriff to actually push for term limits for sheriff in the state of Florida. I will do everything in my power to try to bring that to a two-term limit because I do not believe in career politicians because they end up compromising themselves. So Rick Bradshaw may say that, how do you trust this guy to take care of your family or this guy has never run an agency? And I think which is extremely disrespectful because just for the record, for my last 8 years at the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office, Rick Bradshaw entrusted me to provide all the security supervision for the entire county, all 20 districts, as a command duty officer captain while the sheriff slept safely in his home. So if I was good enough to do that for 8 years, I don't understand how he can turn around today and say that I don't have any experience. Yes.
Well, I want to just go back to a couple of things, just go back a little bit here, because I have spoken with the incumbent sheriff. So on a couple of things, I'll bring up some of the things that he's mentioned regarding these, because these have been in the news, some of these things that you're talking about, not just you. So I did bring them up during his election interview. So the temporary location that he's renting, he says that the price that he's paying is comparable to what's available for what the agency needs. He's saying, you know, that you could get something cheap if you wanted just cubicles, but they need a much bigger. And but it's just listen for me, to me for a second. And they needed a different type of, you know. And then I'll let you go from there. I just wanted to give you some of what he has said, and you can answer to that. Also, that the money to rent this place, which, by the way, the location of the original sheriff's office is being redone because of the mold, apparently, according to him. But anyway, the money, he says, is coming from seizure money, like drug seizures and things like that, not from the actual taxpayers, not coming out of the budget. Also, the body cams he's referenced, we've talked about that several times. The money for that, that he needs for that, he said, would be coming from funding that was planned for future year budgets, I think 2023, if I'm correct, but that he's asking the county commission to get that early to fill that need. So you go ahead and answer to that. I just wanted to put those out there.
Okay, well, no, thank you for putting out there, for here we go again. Again, lack of transparency and honesty. Everything that he has told you is an absolute lie. It's 100% untruthful. And I will say to his face, and let me start with the office space. First of all, he just spent $150,000 on office furniture for five people. Who needs to spend $150,000 on that kind of furniture, number one? Number two, 70, 80-inch, 60-inch televisions. Why? $19,000 for a private gym at the Devassa Towers. Why? When there's another 15 or 20 gyms throughout the county at each district. He doesn't talk about that. He doesn't say that to the citizens of Palm Beach County. Right, because he believes that he is above it all, and he is extremely spoiled and arrogant, and that needs to come to a stop. He's not honest about it now.
But if the money's coming, but if the money's not coming out of the taxpayers,
I'm going to get to that. That's not true. Absolutely not true. That's misleading you and the taxpayers. So let me explain to you how that works, because that was the Organized Crime Bureau commander, something that he's never done. So let me explain this to you. Number one. When we seize money, whether it's federal or state, through LETF, Law Enforcement Trust Fund, those are based on 2 years, 3 years, 4 year-long investigations, right? Those are your employees within the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office who are conducting those investigations, and you, the taxpayer, are paying their salary. I know, because I participated in those investigations, and I was paid by you, the taxpayer. My expense account was paid by you, the taxpayer, my vehicle, my gas, my insurance, everything. I became a deputy for that task force, working paid by you, the taxpayers of Palm Beach County. So now, as a result of the end of the investigation, we seize the homes, we seize the planes, we seize whatever it is that we seize, the bank accounts, and then we sell them and we put them in this account. How does that make it not the taxpayers' money? Are you kidding me? That's just not being honest. It is the taxpayers' money, because if the taxpayers didn't pay for the deputies to work those investigations, that money would never be seized. That's just absolutely misleading the public. And that is the problem with career politicians. They learn how to speak around the actual true topics. Enough is enough. Let's bring transparency, honesty, and accountability to the sheriff's office. Let's go ahead and take care of our citizens, all citizens in Palm Beach County, not just some, not just certain areas. Let's go out there and work together with our community leaders. Let's bring community policing philosophy to the agency, not community policing units. Community policing unit does not work because it does not stay there long enough. It gets moved from one high crime area to another. So we need to think outside the box and implement an entire philosophy of community policing, starting with your sheriff all the way down to the front line. My name is Laurel Diaz, and I appreciate your support. November 3rd, God bless you and have a blessed day.
All right. Thank you. Former PBSO Captain Lauro Diaz running as a Republican for sheriff in Palm Beach County. Thanks for joining me in my election spotlight.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.